happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we finished up our third week, our last week of the Wide Open World series, where we've been talking about this core value that we have called reaching priority, where we say that we do whatever it takes to reach the one. As we've talked about this series, we've talked about this sense of calling that Abraham and Sarah had, that Deborah and Barak had, and then this past Sunday that Ruth had. And it was so unusual that Ruth makes this commitment to essentially become an immigrant out of Moab back into Israel with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And their bond is so unique. It's almost too unique. What I think we learned from the text is that Ruth's covenant was just as much with Jehovah as it was with Naomi. Her draw seemed to be to leave the Moabite gods and to begin to walk in faith with Naomi's gods. We talked about what it would take in your own life if you're married or have been married to just set out with your in-laws, right? With no blood connection right there. If you lost your spouse and just set out to a new place with them. Like it was about her relationship with Naomi. Ruth's name actually means friend, but it was also about her connection to Jehovah. She was willing to walk away from her Moabite gods. And, you know, every act of immigration is dramatic, but it's almost always done in hopes of a better life. Ruth immigrates to Israel and does it with the knowledge that she will have a worse life, knowing what is coming at it. It would have been so much easier for her to do what her sister-in-law Orpha did and stay in Moab. But instead, she kind of makes this covenant oath. And we talked about a sense of calling where, you know, personal realities, biblical realities, and relational realities all come together in that idea of vocational calling. But we differentiated that between assignments that, you know, if you work at Nationwide Insurance, God has given you an assignment to reach the people where you are, or on a team you coach, or with friends you're around in your neighborhood. God's called us to make a difference in other people's lives. And so there are moments of unique calling, and then there are moments just everyday calling where we live out our faithfulness. And the word that comes up at the end of the book of Ruth is redemption, that the ladies of Bethlehem say to Naomi about Ruth that she is better to you than seven sons. Seven sons is that idea of completion. And what they're essentially saying is that God's grace to you is better than a comfortable life. And we certainly know that and experience that with all that we have, that God's grace to us is better than just a comfortable, secure reality. So we can live generously. We can have God conversations with others. We don't have to live with a sense of fear, doubt, and dread. We can trust that we have God's favor in our lives, and that allows us to do whatever it takes to reach the one. So I'm going to pray that mentality into our day, and then I hope and pray that you'll take the opportunity to pray it as well. God, we're grateful for all that you've done in this series in our hearts personally, in our church corporately. We pray for the wow offering, God, that we are receiving right now. We pray that, God, you will lay it on all of us to give and to give sacrificially. You're so kind, God, to give us resources. You're so generous to us. And I pray that we'll become the kinds of generous people that that you want us to become as well. God, as I live today, I pray you'll give me the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody else about you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.